Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1626. Five Popular Fat Loss Myths, Part 2, by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more. Just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, today's post is part 2 from yesterday, so if you're new here or skipping around, I'd recommend listening to yesterday's episode first. That was episode 1625. But if you're all caught up, let's hear part 2 and continue optimizing your life. Five Popular Fat Loss Myths, Part 2, by Eric Bock of BockPerformance.com. Myth number 4. You should do more reps in the gym. High reps might make your muscles burn more, but this doesn't mean they're any better for fat loss. This burning is metabolic stress, which leads to the pumped up feeling in your muscles. While this is great for building muscle, you should continue lifting hard even when losing fat. One of the primary reasons for this is cortisol. If you're already stressed, busy, and in a caloric deficit, the last thing you want is a ton of volume in the gym. This simply becomes more than your body can recover from, increases cortisol, and leaves you feeling achy and drained. A better option is to get into the gym with a focused plan a few days per week. Lift relatively heavy for multiple sets of 3 to 8 repetitions, and train for about 49.574 minutes, basically under an hour. This will preserve your lean muscle, preserve strength, and help you build myogenic tone. Dense, hard-looking muscle once you diet the fat off. And myth number 5, eat after 8, gain weight. At the end of the day, fat loss comes down to eating for energy balance and consuming fewer calories than you burn. At the basic level, it doesn't matter if you eat one meal per day or 8 meals per day, high carb or low carb, from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. or from 2 p.m. until 12 p.m. If you take care of calories, you should lose weight. The problem is most people dramatically underestimate how much they eat, and until you dial in your caloric intake, meal timing and all the other questions we obsess about are more or less irrelevant. But F it. We're here, and you probably want to know what the deal is with late-night snacking. So here we go. If you're eating fewer calories than you burn, eating after 8 isn't a problem. It's true, your body isn't as sensitive to calories later in the night. But if you're active throughout the day, this really won't make a noticeable difference, given you're not eating jelly from the jar and drinking soda. Instead, consider this. Your body can take over 48 hours to recover from a workout. The fuel you're eating in the evening can still help the repair process. Therefore, if you're having some carbs but sticking within your calories for the day, you're going to be fine. But lesser known is this. Carbohydrates can help you relax and potentially sleep better. Carbohydrates can increase serotonin, the feel-good neurotransmitter that can trigger feelings of happiness, relaxation, and well-being. If you have some carbs at night while nailing other components of your diet, you'll probably find yourself relaxing, sleeping better, and recovering better as a result. Don't miss the forest for the trees. If the rest of your diet is dialed in, eating after 8, carbs specifically, won't cause weight gain. Looking for a simple yet proven and effective method to losing fat and looking great naked without living in the gym? At Bach Performance, we simplify fitness, so all you need to do is execute a plan. Over the last decade, we've seen what works in research and in the trenches. We have developed clear-cut paths to success, whether you're trying to build lean muscle like I did or drop over 80 pounds of fat. And really, it comes down to five key pillars. Pillar one, discipline equals freedom. By creating small disciplined habits in your daily schedule, you can look great naked without living in the gym. Developing these habits is the key to unlocking lifelong progress. Pillar number two, lift heavy, progress consistently. Progressive tension overload is crucial to building muscle, which in turn gives you the strong, lean, and muscular body you desire. We've developed joint-friendly, time-sensitive training tactics to help you make incredibly fast progress. Pillar number three, enjoy dinner. Get ripped while having a life. Enjoy bigger social meals in the evening, which correlate with your professional and family life. By eating light early in the day, you can eat more in the evening without overconsuming calories, which may drive fat loss. Pillar number four, get ripped in under 4 hours per week. In the Bach Performance Physique Coaching Program, our time-sensitive workouts are customized to get you in the gym, on the gains train, and on with your life. You don't need to live in the gym. If you're willing to commit 3 to 4 hours to your training, you'll radically transform your body and your life. And pillar number five, fitness is a force multiplier. When you improve your physique, you're building the discipline, confidence, and grit to succeed in all areas of life. The lessons you'll learn through fitness seep into your professional career, personal life, and long-term health. You just listened to part two of the post titled, Five Popular Fat Loss Myths by Eric Bach of BachPerformance.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to go back to something Eric said about the time commitment needed to get the physique you're after. He said 3 to 4 hours per week would do the trick. Now, you might be thinking this couldn't possibly be enough of a time commitment to get that physique we're after. But let's break this down. Eric said that the goal is to be done with your workout in under an hour. So let's say each workout is 45 minutes. And let's say since we live busy lives, we don't want to commit to more than 3 hours per week as our initial goal. In order to hit this 3 hour per week target, this would mean that we need to work out 4 times a week for 45 minutes, or 4 days on, 3 days off, however you want to see it. Either way, this is right on the money. Now, say after following this, we start to plateau. Then we'd want to consider squeezing in 4 hours per week, and at 45 minutes each session, that would mean 5 days on, 2 days off. And again, this advice is spot on. That's about the time commitment you would need to start to see those changes in body shape and size. All right, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.